Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Hallelujah, most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do, Father God, come to say thank you for a brand new day and a brand new morning. We thank you, Father God, for your gracious gifts, your mercy, your provisions, your grace, your love, your blessings, your protection. Father, we thank you for your fruit, your people, your spirit. Thank you. Thank you. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, Father, with an attitude of gratitude. And now we surrender the day back to you, that you will unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy and your righteous name. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for giving us a new day, a new week, Father God. And it is with great anticipation that we embrace it as we go forward today, Father, thanking you for absolutely, absolutely, absolutely everything. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, have your way today. You're the potter, we are the clay. Thank you for speaking to us. Father, thank you for anointing our ears to hear and our hearts to receive. And we are sure that your word will never return to you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We bless the Lord for a brand new day that the Lord God he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. Amen. We pray that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend, that whatever you did, amen, you had Jesus on your mind. Amen. We want to thank God for the beautiful weather over here in the eastern part of the country. Amen. And, well, my philosophy really is every day is beautiful, because every day is the day that the Lord has made. So you can't tell the Lord that he made something that wasn't good. Amen. But it was a very, very delightful, a good day to at least get out and sit on the porch. Amen. Or sit in the garden and walk around the corner or something and breathe in, take in a little bit of that vitamin D. Amen. And so we want to thank God for it. If you are a first-time visitor with us, we welcome you. We greet you in the name of Jesus. Amen. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. The breakfast for champions is about to be served. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. So we can do this. Amen. And we thank God for the opportunity to do so. Amen. And to God be praise. Amen. We thank God for our platform here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where we actually have church on conference. Amen. God knew what he was doing 12 years ago. Amen. When he launched us. Amen. And you best believe, amen, God did launch us. Amen. If God wasn't in it, we wouldn't have held out this long. We wouldn't have held out this long if God wasn't in it. Amen. But we want to thank God, amen, for this platform, beloved. Amen. A lot of people feel safe, amen, on this platform. Glory be to God. We want to thank God because there is no time and distance in the spirit. And because we actually have church, amen, on conference. We call it church on conference. And beloved, we see with the pandemic, we see with people busting up in the churches, amen, and acting crazy, amen. It's not going to put us in fear, amen. Glory be to God. We're not in fear to go into the church houses, amen. The 50 people that was killed yesterday in the church, amen, we just want to keep praying. We want to keep praying, amen. But we will say, amen, that this is a safe place, amen. It is a safe place, amen, to have church, amen, and to God be praised. All right, it's going to be a wonderful week. It's going to be a glorious week, amen, a beautiful day. Well, if the Lord tarry, it's going to be a good week. If the Lord tarry, it's going to be a good day, amen. Glory be to God. We don't know what the Lord is going to do. Whatever the Lord do, we already said, yes, we're going to be with him because he is with us. And so we want to thank God. Today we want to hear a little bit about a man by the name of Abimelech. Abimelech, amen, in the Bible has to say about him. We want to hear his story, beloved, to see what we can glean. Amen. Glory be to God. Be it good, be it bad, be it ugly, be it encouraging, whatever it is. Amen. As we brought the word forth on yesterday, amen, to God be the glory. God going to get the glory no matter what it is. Oh, God is so awesome. And no matter what go down, amen, God going to get the glory. Amen. So we bless God. Coming to us this morning, amen. Glory be to God all the way from, I wanted to say Millersville, but I knew it's not Millersville. Amen. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, amen. Her location is not all that important. Glory be to God. But her position in the Lord, amen. She loves the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And she sold out to him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Seeking to do his will. Amen. Every day. Hallelujah. Glory. Walking in the spirit. Amen. Loving God. Amen. And loving up on his people. Amen. Glory be to God. A servant in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. She is also a friend and a servant, a partner. Amen, with the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen, we want to thank God for her dedication. Amen, glory be to God. She's been through some ups and been through some downs, but she's still holding on to the bloodstained banner. Amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. For Christ that she lives. Amen. And so we want to thank God, amen, for our sister Catherine. Amen, glory be to God. And so I think one of the names was removed, Catherine Smith. Amen. And so we want to thank God for the calling that's on her life. Amen. She is indeed a missionary. And I discern she's also an evangelist. She's an evangelist. Amen. Glory be to God. And she doesn't really have to be ordained for that title. Glory be to God. And maybe she will be. Amen. But she's doing the work. Amen. She's doing the work. And that's the most important thing. A lot of people have the title, but they don't do the work. They don't do the work. Amen. A lot of people are afraid of the title. They are afraid because after you're ordained, that's when the real hell breaks out. That's when the devil makes an appointment with you. You're going to always be tested. Amen. But we are never afraid. We are never afraid. Amen. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear. So at this time, I want to introduce to some and present to others our sister Catherine Smith. Amen. That we might receive her this morning. Amen. For her grace and for her ability as she comes in her own way. amen, to share with us, amen, on the story of Abimelech. Amen. Good morning, Sister Kathy. Are you there?
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
How are you doing
praise
today?
Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm so blessed, and I thank God that you are too. It's wonderful to see a new day with brand new mercies. God is
brand
so good
new,
all the time.
Brand new mercies we see. Glory be to
brand
God.
New
and you know what? I you know, we're still kind of early here, but I know now it's bothering me because I know what part of Pennsylvania you're in, and I couldn't remember.
It's okay. I'm in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
There it is. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
all right.
Ma'am.
Hey, that was a lie. Yeah, that bothers me, and I'm trying to search for something, and I know it's right there at the tip. Amen. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for being here. Amen. And we want to give you the floor this morning so that the Lord can use you whichever way he desires to use you. Amen. And God bless you.
Good morning to all. Greetings to you, Pastor, Apostle Dr. Bradford, and to all of the listening audience today all over the globe. I do come in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I bow for each and every one of you. I thank you so much because, you know, I'm learning that being a servant and working in the vineyard, God pulls us out of our comfort zone. So in order to do that, I had to deny myself. And I prayed and I asked the Lord to please move self out of the way as this morning as I come to bring the presentation, speaking on our brother Abimelech. So to God be the glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bow our heads and our hearts before you. Oh God, we just thank you for this day. And we pray, Father God, that it will unfold as you see fit. Please continue to order our steps in your word, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this being the anniversary of my mom's birthday. My mom, had she lived, would have been 80 years old on today. So I thank and praise God for her memory of my mom, Mrs. Wanda Lockwood. And I just thank and praise God for keeping the family together. I thank you, Lord, for how you're comforting all of the members of my family who are bereaving today in the passing of my aunt who was funeralized on Friday. So God, I give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And now as I move myself out of the way, Lord, I pray that you will come forth within me as we present Brother Abimelech. And so I was reading in Genesis chapter 20, that's out of the King James Version. And so it was Abraham, the story begins with Abraham, who had journeyed from and toward the south country and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, she is my sister. And Abimelech, the king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Lord, will thou slay also a righteous man or a nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister, and even she said, he is my brother. In the integrity of the heart of innocency of thy hands have I done this. And God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou did this integrity of thine heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore this man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all thine that are thine. So everything that belonged to him would also suffer and die. Then Abimelech arose and called all of his servants and told all these things to his men, and they were sore afraid. Then Abimelech said to Abraham, what is this great sin that you think I have offended you, and hast thou brought on me and my kingdom, that thou hast done these deeds unto me that should have been done? Abraham said, because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet indeed, she is my half-sister. She is my father's daughter, and I took her as my wife. And it came to pass that God called me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, this is the kindness which thou shalt show unto me at every place whither we shall come. Say of me, he is my brother. And Amalek took sheep and oxen and men's servants and women's servants and gave them to Abraham and restored him to his wife Sarah. Abraham prayed to God, and God heard Amalek and his wife and maidservants bear children because the Lord had closed up the wombs because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Now, in summary, it was said that, and this is out of my Life Application Bible, that Abraham had used the same trick before to protect himself and Sarah. Though Abraham is one of our heroes of faith, he did not lesson well enough the first time. In fact, by giving into temptation again, he risked turning a sinful act into a sinful pattern, lying whenever his life was in danger. Amalek had knowingly taken a married woman to be his wife and was about to commit adultery, but God somehow prevented him from touching Sarah and held back from sinning. What mercy on God's part. Abraham assumed Amalek was a wicked and ungodly man. He made a quick judgment based on the assumption that may have not been true. Abraham then restored to a half-truth, deceiving Amalek instead of trusting God with the work of the king's life. Why did God condemn Amalek when it was Abraham who lied? Two reasons. One, Amalek was politically motivated to ally himself with Abraham to place Sarah in his harem would strengthen Abraham's international position. And two, God was telling Amalek that he wouldn't be punished if he simply did what was right. God was giving him a chance to prevent an unwanted alliance and a sinful sexual relationship. So then, you know, as the story goes on, here Sarah, then she was no longer barren, and she was able to give birth to Isaac when she was 90 years old. Of course, she laughed because she couldn't believe here she was 90 years old and now about to have a son. And, of course, that son was Isaac. And then, of course, Abraham lived to be 120 years old. So the story of Amalek is, as you see, Amalek, God saved him, just as God does us sometimes. He saved us from sinning against him. And God gave him that vision in a dream. He came to him. And he let him know, you are about to create a big sin, and this is going to cost you your life. She's a married woman. Send her back to her husband. And, of course, by him being obedient and did, he saved himself and his whole nation, and they were now open to bear children. So to God be the glory. And as I was studying on Amalek, I begin to think about the anxiousness that Sarah must have had. One, she was barren, she couldn't have children. And then she went on because Abraham was so used to telling lies, he was fearful of his life, and he wanted to save her too. And he knew that if they knew that she was not his sister, but that as his wife, that would save them. However, if they found out that she really was his sister, half-sister, that she really was his half-sister, that then they would, you know, kill them. So that's why he told her from the beginning, let's everywhere we go, let's just let people think that we are brother and sister. So she went along with it. But then Amalek got caught up in it because then he had no idea that they were brother and sister. So he thought, okay, I can take her as my wife because he said, Abraham said, this is my sister. Sarah said, he is my brother. So he felt, okay, I can take her as my wife. But then when God came and God let him know, you know, in that dream, God also kept her and him from sinning against her. So he had not even touched her yet. And thank God, God said, because I saved you from sinning against me. How many times do we find ourselves in that predicament where we are saved from sinning against God? When we think about the repercussion and the things that will come by us lying or hiding the truth, we can't hide anything from God. He knows all about us. He knows everything. He knows our thoughts even before they enter into our minds. So how many times has God actually saved us from sinning against him? And again, it was Abraham. He started the lie. But thank God, Amalek did not sin against God. And more so, he saved this entire nation by returning Sarah unto her husband. So to God be the glory. I love this lesson. And as all of them, and we're digging deeper now in the word as we continue on our search and our research of the men in the Bible. I thank you so very much for giving me this opportunity to share. To God be the glory. God bless you. And I love you so much, Apostle. You know I do. So to God be the glory. And thank you again for bringing me out and having me dig deeper, because we don't hear anything much about Amalek. We know about Abraham's story, and we don't know much about him. So I'm so grateful that you're bringing out these characters who we don't know anything about until we read their story and see. And we also understand the other point that I meant to bring out was how God chose people who are imperfect people. Okay, these people were just like us every day. And there's somebody else's story who resembles this story as well in our modern day life. So I just thank and praise God to know that when we read these stories, these people were not the perfect people. Yes, he was a king. Amalek was a king. But I thank God that, you know, he was not a perfect man, but he was a God-fearing man. And that was the other thing that Abraham didn't recognize. He thought he was a wicked man. He didn't believe that he was a righteous man. He thought he was a wicked man. And, of course, it wouldn't be anything that would come out. This would save their life. But God, all-knowing, our all-truthful, almighty God, who came to him in a dream. And, again, I thank you. God bless you. God bless everyone.
Amen, 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 and God bless you too, amen, Sister Kathy, amen, for, amen, that exhortation very finely done on Abimelech, amen, the man who rebuked another man for lying, amen, he even rebuked the father of faith, even the elders got to be rebuked, even the elders got to be rebuked from time to time,
Yes.
He rebuked another man for lying. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we want to thank God for this story, beloved, because we know that a lie, amen, is half a truth. Glory be to God. And it's the worst type of lie. A lie is a lie is a lie. Amen. Yes. Glory be to God. There's no such thing as a little lie. Amen. A medium lie. Amen. A lie is a lie. It's a lie. A lie is not the truth. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. For this man. Amen. Who would stand up. Amen. For what is right. Amen. Hallelujah. And a lot of times we don't want to rebuke people for lying. Amen. But he was led of the Lord to do so, and rightly so. Amen. So we bless the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We appreciate you. We appreciate the effort, amen, and the energy, amen, that you put in. And glory be to God. I love how serious you are, amen, when it comes to, amen, doing the work of the Lord. Amen. Very, very commendable. And we thank God for you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. 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 And also, amen, you said it would have been your mother's 80th birthday, amen, for mom, amen. Yes. So we pray sweet memories, amen, sweet memories to you, amen, for Mrs. Wanda Lockwood, amen, and also offering condolences for your aunt's funeral over the weekend. And may the Lord, amen, comfort your heart, amen, and you and the family. And God
bless you.
You're welcome. Amen. Speaking about condolences, beloved, and transitions, amen, we want to announce our brother Tyrone Reed, his father transitioned on Saturday night. Amen. So he is going on, amen, to, he's going home. He's going home. Amen. So let us pray for the Reed family. As you know, our brother, he just buried the brother-in-law on Saturday, and his father died on Saturday. So our brother Reed really gets it hard. He knows a lot of people, with him being such a the type of work that he used to do. So he knows a lot of people, and he has a large family. And it seems like God is calling everybody home. So let us pray for him. Amen. Let us pray for him, especially in the transition of his father. Amen. All right. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We're looking forward to a good day. We're looking forward to a good week. Amen. To God be all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Let us continue to pray and keep on praying, because it's praying times. It's praying times. Amen. We will pray and we will keep on praying. Amen. Meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. Amen. In Jesus' name, we will be there. And just looking forward to a good week. Amen. Tomorrow we'll be hearing about another man of the Bible, Lord's willing. Amen. And we want to thank God for Abimelech. Thank God for this man. Thank God for this man. Glory be to God. Thank God for him. Amen. Beloved, amen. God gets the glory. God gets the glory. Amen. All the glory and all the honor belongeth unto him. All right. Amen. Glory be to God. Father God, we say thank you for a lovely day. We say a lovely word. Father God, we say thank you for our sister Kathy, for how you're healing her body. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for how you're protecting her from danger seen and danger unseen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will bring comfort to her family. Father God, in the transition of her aunt, in the name of Jesus, even today, Father God, as she reminisces over her mother's life, Father God, and her mother who you have called on, Father God, we just ask that she will not be downcast, Father God, or depressed, but Father God, she will be able to tap into that supernatural peace and supernatural joy, Father God, to keep moving and to keep going. And we say thank you, Father, for Sister Kathy. Thank you for the word coming forth today. And it shall never, ever, ever return into you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. As we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father, we ask that you would keep us covered under the precious blood of Jesus. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Bless us at the altar of prayer, Father God, as we come, anoint the warriors, Father God, as they serve you in spirit and in truth, Father God, anoint them as they stand in the gap as intercessors, Father God, in this time and in this season when there's so much going on. Father God, there's so much going on. God, we thank you that they can kill the body, but they can't kill the soul, because it's a lot going on right now, Father. But we thank you. We thank you, hallelujah, that you get the glory, you get the honor, and you get the praise. Father, in life or death, Father, you get the glory, you get the honor, you get the praise. And so, Father God, we are determined to give it to you. Amen. And give it all to you while we have time to give it to you. And we say thank you, Father. Father, we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, even right now, Father God, hallelujah. Every spirit that will come up against us today, Father, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, plot, and ploy, and Father God, agenda, that you, every satanic, Father God, strategy, Father God, that you would cancel it by the blood of Jesus Christ, that, Father God, we decree and we declare it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not come to pass. Thank you, God. God, we say thank you. God, thank you. Thank you. Father, we ask that you remember Brother Reed and the transition of his father. He loved his father. He loved his father. So, Father God, bring comfort to him and to the family. Father God, in this hour, in Jesus' name, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we're praying for Russia. We're praying for Ukraine. We're praying, Father God, for all the families that are experiencing devastation, Father God. Family members being swiped out of here. Father God, we are praying for all the violence that's taking place around the world, and especially in Philadelphia. Father God, people are in fear. They barely don't even want to leave their house. They don't want to even leave their house, Father. They're scared to go to church. The devil, this is a plot of the enemy, Father. A plot of the enemy. Got people paranoid in church, wondering if someone's going to come in with a gun at any moment. Paranoid to go to the doctor's office. Paranoid to go to the supermarket. Paranoid to send their children to school. But Father God, we refuse to live in fear. We refuse to live in fear because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And we're going to go where you send us to go. And that's the only place we're going to go to is where you allow us to go. We thank you, Father God. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow today. Father, we decree and we declare that no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. We say thank you for canceling accidents, incidents, calamities. We will not be afraid of the arrow by day or the terror at night. And we say thank you. Thank you for your lordship. Thank you, Father. We speak to the raging waters right now, and we command peace be still. Peace be still. Father God, we dip our lives in the blood of Jesus Christ 7 times. We dip our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our family, in the blood of Jesus Christ 7 times. Our destiny, our finances, our health, Father God, Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministry, and each ministry partner, Father, 7 times do we dip in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And we want to say thank you, Father, that we are unable to be touched by evil. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is expelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a beautiful, awesome, glorious, victorious, powerhouse, miraculous day today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I love you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Thank you again, Sister Kathy. We appreciate you and all that you do. Amen. And the Lord's kingdom and for the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries.
Oh, come on in your car, at home, on your job. Come on in this room with me in prayer. Knowing what the Lord allows is already working for your good. What the Lord allows is what you need. He is everything to you.
What the Lord allows is what you need.
Controls the wind and he controls the waves.
The storm must obey every word that he says. He's everything to you. He's everything to you.
What the Lord allows, it's
what you need.
He's everything, everything to you. Why is
will and his way.
Listen, Lord, come on in. And he will make a way as he will.
His hand is never slack to what he promised you.
Let him be your everything. And he'll be everything to you.
My everything.